I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, I'm downtown, and if I'm in Plymouth, and it's a segment Adam's going to be a part of, David Josephson, and he's always here. Now I'm here, he's big-timing us.
Yeah. Is he even here? I haven't even seen him yet. Is he even in the building?
Should we call him? Here, let me pull him up here. I'll find it for you. We're going to call him and see where he is. Normally, if he has to work on a story, he does check in. all right, that's his cell phone right there. Let's call him and see where he's at. What if we catch him in a very inopportune moment? What if he's like negotiating with another radio station? What if he's on with Common right now, or he's on with The Current? He's spinning up songs. So just pot it up, David. Once we get a ring, let's see if he'll answer the phone here. This is Adam Carter. Whoa, that's a loud ring. Very loud. Hello?
Oh. Hi, Pornhub Chad. Are you calling back? You want another order? So soon, huh?
Where are you? I mean, we're on the air. What are you doing?
You got to text me when you want me to come down there. I'm busy down here.
Okay. Hang up on it. There we go. I didn't realize you had to call Pornhub, by the way. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you know, when you're a preferred customer like yourself.
Preferred customer.
That gold card.
Woo. Okay, I texted you about this story last night, about a half hour after I saw it. And it's still staggering.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is on set of his movie, Rust. He has handed a gun as a part of a scene in the movie. It is a prop gun where you have something called a prop gun master, who, as I've watched people explain it today, in the normal circumstance, they'll show it to the actors. Nope. They'll show it to other people. They will double check this and make sure, and something beyond horrific goes wrong. One person dead, one injured. I keep screwing up her first name, Adam. Halyna Hutchins. Do you know the proper? I've heard it, and I'm just.
Helena?
Helena.
Is it Helena?
I think it's Helena. I apologize. She's 42. She is dead. Santa Fe Sheriff's Office recently, in the last hour or so, said they're conducting and continuing to conduct an investigation. She is a cinematographer. She is extraordinarily highly respected and praised. The shock from so many people involved. By now, if you paid attention, you've seen the pictures of a distraught and overcome Baldwin on the phone. And then the other one that probably stands out even more, Adam, is he's far away from the camera. And he's bent over, I'm sure more shocked than he's ever been in his entire life. Can you just imagine that this is one of thousands of scenes that Alec Baldwin has done? I have no idea how many with a gun. and this happens, and apparently saying, who gave me the hot gun? Who gave me the hot gun? Who gave me the hot gun? Who knows how any of us would react? He put out a tweet around 10:30 our time. There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, a mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours. I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred. Am I in touch with her husband, offering my support to him and his family? My heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew Helena. How do we try to explain this? Right now, from afar, and we still don't know where this might go, this appears to be an unthinkable, unforgivable incident. Now, I say unforgivable because you also have the union involved, and I believe they are still the only ones, and you guys correct me, or if a texter wants to correct me, I think they're the only one, I believe, saying there may have been a live round. Because I'm sure I'm not the only one who, since this happened last night, has either read about it or watched others saying that a blank, under certain circumstances, can still cause significant harm. And I understand we are not perfect individuals. Every one of us makes some sort of mistake on a daily basis. Some of them ones that we regret for the rest of our life. But a live round, if that is true, that a live round, and we've had other individuals die on sets. People think of Brandon Lee. And years ago, we've had other normal accidents. But, I mean, how do you make that phone call to the husband? How does the husband explain this to the son? How does Alec Baldwin continue to process? How does anybody else who watched this, when it's movie veterans who've been a part of so many different scenes, and it's one thing, Adam, if you're looking right there and you see it. What if you're looking the other way and you hear this noise and you're like, what was that? And that her life is gone because of what took place. And, you know, Lindsay Peterson works here. And among the many tweets Lindsay put out last night, what the hell? I think it works in this case. I mean, what happened? When you're trying to consume this so far, what stands out?
Well, that just did. I mean, that's just, how does a live bullet get into a gun? Because, I mean, that's really, that has to be the case here. You hear about, even a blank can hurt someone or even kill someone. But that's got to be an extremely close range for that to happen. Killing one person and injuring another.
Yeah.
That sure seems like there was a live bullet, and I don't know how they were, if it was a scene they were filming, and she was right directly in the line of fire. I don't know, but it's awful, horrible. But you said it's unforgivable. And whoever was in charge of handling that firearm or in charge of that firearm for this production obviously grotesquely failed at their job.
Criminal charges.
Absolutely.
Criminal charges.
That is neglect, criminal neglect, if I've ever seen it.
And I saw a text or two earlier in the day at a Corey show saying, will Baldwin face charges? Now, just a hunch. These are people who don't like Alec Baldwin because of their politics. And again, I'm willing to listen to other information. And an investigation is taking place. But Adam, if Alec Baldwin is the actor and someone gives him a gun, mm-hmm, where he has been assured there's not a live round in there, if it turns out the union is right that there was one live round, why would Alec Baldwin face a single charge?
The only thing I can think of, if it was done, and if he was part of the negligence, if it wasn't part of a scene, It just he randomly fired it somehow, but
no, sure.
Again, that's if it's in a scene and he's using it as part of a scene, and then he's been assured that that it's a blank. I don't see how he would be responsible.
Alec Baldwin, to many people, is a divisive figure. Where he stands politically, his numerous incidents where he has acted like a jackass, confronting people, screaming at people. The audio of his recording with his daughter, when was that, 10, 12 years ago? How much of his reputation in those areas is causing people to wonder and what may be completely unfairly. But how much of that is causing some people to wonder more about this story?
It's certainly causing people probably, whether they want to admit it, causing them glee to see him put in this position, which is actually pathetic and sad.
That would be just grotesque. Well, I'll give you an example. J.D. Vance, the author who years ago called out Donald Trump on a regular basis, now is running for the open Senate seat, the Rob Portman seat in Ohio. And he put out a tweet earlier, "Hey Jack," at Jack Dorsey, "let Trump back on Twitter to see what he'd say about Alec Baldwin." A woman lost her life. Another individual is injured. Baldwin, if he did nothing wrong, will have this guilt a part of his life forever. What other people witness, and this is how a Senate candidate in Ohio, an acclaimed writer who is a complete fraud because years ago was sauteing Donald Trump, and now he's kissing his backside. And this is how he's appealing to Trump voters, Carter, over a woman dying. Zero dignity. Zero at all. It is a baffling story. Certainly, the investigation will be comprehensive and thorough. It will not change the most important part, that a woman is gone at 42 years old. A wife and a mother is gone. And again, for people to take glee about it because they don't like Alec Baldwin is embarrassing. If Alec Baldwin somehow is involved in any way, he should face the full extent of the law. Does he look so far like a person who was behind this method? And why? Because you just don't like his politics? Or, by the way, we've all in this show called out his awful behavior, sometimes criminal behavior, but that's where you're going to take joy. That's just shameful. We're at 156. That is your Lindis construction time check. Any window issues, try Infinity by Marvin Windows. Here's a texture just nails it. With zero proof right now, zero proof that Baldwin did anything wrong. If he did, he should face the full extent of the law. He needs to be held accountable for his actions. What actions? Tell me. And as I said, be specific. What do you know? No, it's just don't like him, so I'm going to say he should be held accountable. If for any way he was derelict in any way and caused her death, 100%. But again, as we said, there's someone who is in charge of this. This is how it's worked for decades. So to blame him at this point now just really shows it's all about politics for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.